Loved by you here on the Wib Wake Up Show, where we try to get that message across, the kind of the 1 John 4:19 message. We love because he first loved us through song and word and even consecrated conversation devotions like this one, the best 5 minutes of the day. Introducing Jason Cairns. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was thinking about the unique aspect of this. I wonder how many friends can say that they call and basically their first five, that call each other 5 days a week and get on the radio and let everybody just hear the conversation. I mean, it may happen, but it's not common.
I wouldn't think so. Yeah, it actually raises the question how many people, their first conversation every morning like this is with one of their best friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
So I was introducing the We Love Because He First Loved Us. I don't know. You know, sometimes verses, they just, they climb into your skin, right? I mean, do you have a, of your tattoos, do you have a Bible verse tattoo?
You know, it's interesting. I think the one that probably gets the least attention that I have is I have three candles that are crossing, and where the flames cross, they make the Trinity symbol.
Mm.
And the word that's that it says above it is Fiat Lux, which means that in Latin, let there be light. And so that's one of the first things that, first verses that come up for me. And yeah, because we want to be light bringers in the world.
How many people talk Latin before 6 in the morning?
Probably not many. Yeah. Probably not even Latin people. right? I don't think there are Latin people, for what it's worth.
Yes. Okay. Well, I wanted to get at just going before that, though. 1 John is amazing, you know, in terms of the we love, the 1 John 4:8 and 16, that God is love. But right in there, I think it's 18, but I mean, it's real close, that idea that perfect love casts out all fear. And I just, you know, it was pondering that led me to say I need to read Dan White Jr.'s book, Love Over Fear. And I was at a prayer gathering last night, the tacos and prayer. One of my prayers is just that every single Christian, and tell me if you agree, I think every one of us needs to grapple with where we at internally on love versus fear. And the Lord is clearly saying in his word, you need to be growing in love and lessening in fear, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, and that doesn't mean, I don't think that means that we're never going to experience being afraid or being fearful. But for me, I think it's the idea that love is preeminent, right? Love always needs to be our final and ultimate goal. Love for God, love for others, love for self, love for creation.
Mm-hmm.
And so to grapple with, how am I showing up in this circumstance? What is the most loving thing that I can do? Are my responses guided by love rather than fear?
Right. I mean, yeah, it says, right, Proverbs 1:7, I mean, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I think it's Isaiah 8:13, that fear God and you'll have nothing else to fear.
Right.
But I think just grappling, a lot of times it's not really, are we afraid that somebody's going to kill us or hurt us? No,
right.
But I mean, it's just that somebody is going to maybe say an unkind word, right? So.
Right, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think that's true. It's, I think sometimes those more mundane or what maybe feel like smaller fears can get the best of us as well.
Mm-hmm. So anyhow, I would just encourage people to be wrestling with that internally. I know I have been mentally and spiritually, and I think you have, right? So,
for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, yesterday you read like 7 verses from Matthew 5, and so we just had time. So this is what it is in the devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. And Jason wrote the whole thing on the New Testament, and we're working our way through like a giant candy bar, Mark chapter 5. So it's verse 6, the whole Gospel of Mark, actually. Verses 6 through 13. I say giant candy bar because I left Michael a bag of Skittles this morning. When it was parents, it's his 19th birthday, and when it was parents' day for soccer, the parents, you got like candy and a card, and he's like, I gave you guys Skittles, and if you don't like them, at least I do. So he's getting them today for his birthday.
Yeah. Nice. It's also my mom's birthday, by the way.
Pardon me?
It's also my mom's birthday.
Well, happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe at the close we can say a good word here about her. But all right, Here we go. Seeing my son, he ran to him and fell to the ground. He said with a loud voice, "What do you want with me, Son of the Most High?" He begged Jesus not to torment him because he knew that he came into the world to destroy evil. In contrast to the demoniac's anguish cries, my son remained calm. Speaking to the demons, he commanded them, "Come out of this man," Jesus asked. "What is your name?" And the demons replied, "Legion." The legion knew their name was up, their time was up, and begged Jesus not to send them away. So Jesus sent them into a nearby herd of pigs. These 2,000 pigs immediately rushed into the sea where they all drowned. That had to be quite the sight.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I think of that there, not only the idea of love over fear that you just mentioned. You know, Jesus responded in love as opposed to the other people who often responded in fear to this person.
Yeah.
But I love this idea that Jesus asks the person, "What is your name?" You know, and I think there's very much this idea of connection here. I think Jesus, in love, responded to this person.
That's a great point. Great way to end here this morning is thinking about that Jesus always was responding in love. But, hey, give a birthday shout out to your mom here and just kind of tell us why she's so special to you.
She's been my biggest supporter most of my life. She turned 71 today, so pretty young when she had me. So I've been in her life most of it, and she's been in mine all of my life, of course. And so just really blessed to know and love her and wish her a great day.
Absolutely. And what's your mom's first name?
Laurel.
Laurel. Happy birthday, Laurel. Promise of the day, 1 Corinthians 13:4-5. My love is patient and kind and does not keep track of wrongs. We can read a little of the devotion. We got time. Barry Adams says, since the Bible says in 1 John 4:16 that God is love, he says, I think it's safe to say that we could exchange the word love in 1 Corinthians for the word God if we wanted to. Think about reading this passage of Scripture as a description of the character and nature of God himself. God is patient. God is kind. God doesn't envy. He isn't boastful. God is not proud. God isn't rude, nor is he selfish. God isn't angered easily, and God does not keep track of when he has been wronged. The love that God has for us will completely overwhelm us if we let it. Not one of us has experienced this kind of unconditional, sacrificial love in human relationships. The best horizontal love is but a shadow of the ocean of love that God has for each one of us. May the Holy Spirit help us to continue to explore his amazing love, setting sail on the vast ocean of his kindness, where he keeps no record of the times that we hurt him. Finally, Barry closes out and says, Father, take us deeper in the depths of your love today. We open our hearts to your unconditional, eternal love, and we ask that we would know the vastness of your immeasurable love for us more today than ever before. Boy, that's great stuff. You can access that at 365promises.com. All right, 7:10, Veterans Day on Saturday, but tomorrow, the Chippewa Manor continues on with what they've been doing for 15 years. A special salute to our U.S. military service men and women during this week of Veterans Day. And I had a chance to speak yesterday to Chippewa Manor Campus President Jill Gengler and said, yeah, I understand the program starts at 9 o'clock, your veterans salute on Thursday at your Chippewa Manor campus, but when does breakfast get going?
Starts right at 8 a.m., and it's a drive-through at Hope Lutheran, which is just right next door to Chippewa Manor. So there's good signage on how to get in and navigate that and take your breakfast with you or enjoy it before the program.
Okay. And so come get your breakfast at Hope Lutheran at starting at 8 o'clock and the program at 9 o'clock. Talk to us about the program.
Well, this year we're really celebrating 15 years of doing veteran stories. So every year, new campus vets that are living with us, we interview them and we put together a nice framed depiction of their time in the service, really as an honor to them and oftentimes to their family, too. They don't always talk about their service or the family doesn't always know some of those details. So it's really meaningful and powerful. And so this year we'll be displaying all the stories we've done over the past 15 years on a big display board for the program and honoring those new vets that came to live with us in the past year.
All right. And so people can see that starting at 9 or before that or what?
They can see that. That'll be up during the breakfast, so they'll be able to see that. And we'll probably be working with various locations throughout the Chippewa Valley to display it after the program, too.
Uh-huh.
We've taken it to the VFW and RCU banks and those sorts of things. So that's our hope again this year, is to make sure that that's on display for many vets to enjoy, just not the ones that come to the program.
Uh-huh.
And over the years, what kind of reaction have you got from your residents to this?
Oh, they're very honored. They tend to be humble folks. And not always ones looking for the spotlight, but they're very moved, and so are their families, like I said. And it's meaningful. We try to include youth in the program every year because I think it's important how we all think it's important that they understand and remember. The farther away we get from that service, I think it's easier to forget. So bringing those stories to them and the people to them and joining those two groups really helps carry on that tradition of being thankful and honoring those vets for what they sacrificed.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and explain everything that the program is going to include.
So this year we have a quintet from McDonald High School that will be playing some patriotic music. We have the breakfast, like you talked about. We have a speaker, Dr. Dan Cavanaugh. He's a retired Army colonel that will be coming to address the group. We'll be reading the names of all of the people honored in the last 15 years, as well as having their stories on display. And then the Patriotic Council from Chippewa will be here also to do the 21-gun salute and taps. And then we'll have the flyover, the missing man formation.
And again, wrapping up our conversation with the Chippewa Manor Campus President Jill Gengler, one last invite to tomorrow's proceedings to honor and observe Veterans Day on Saturday.
We'd love to have you join us for breakfast and come to the program at 9 o'clock this Thursday, November 9th.
Again, that's tomorrow morning. Don't miss it there. Breakfast starting at 8, the drive-through breakfast at Hope Lutheran, right next to Chippewa Manor in Chippewa Falls. On a Wednesday on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, we go back to WIB Ertl as our game today.
We have not done this, you told me, since September.
September 6th.
Wow, so it's been a bit. So let's do this. And again, hopefully folks remember how to play. It's kind of like Hangman, right?
Uh-huh.
But we're playing it on the radio. So it's a five-letter word. You call 715-723-2555. Obviously, there's 26 options. You guess a letter. If you guess an incorrect letter, you got to hang up and call back. If you guess correct letter, you get to stay on the air and guess again until either you have an incorrect letter or guess the word correctly. If you want, you may guess the word at any point. At any point, you may guess the word, but if you get the word incorrect, you're done with the game.
Well explained. And again, do know that you've got, you know, Sherry and Bloomer, who's won this 7 times. So she is just a powerhouse. But Vicky won last time when it was her 4th win. So you never know.
And the prize today is 2 passes for 18 holes of Blacklight Mini Golf at Endgame Mini Golf in Rice Lake inside the Cedar Mall. So a great colder weather activity. I mean, a great anytime activity. It's bright. It's colorful. It's fun. My kids have loved it when we've gone there. Endgame Mini Golf, 2 passes for 18 holes each of Blacklight Mini Golf. The first person's got to get through 715-723-2555 to guess the first letter. Again, no penalty for guessing a wrong letter. 715-723-2555, so you can keep calling back if you get through, if you guess an incorrect letter. But you'll have another option to guess one live on the air if you get it right. 715-723-2555. And you always offer some tips, too, as far as, you know, there's vowels, there's
mm-hmm.
certain consonants.
You know there's at least a vowel.
Yeah. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Vicky the Volunteer.
All right, Vicky, go ahead.
E,
is there an E in there, Havo?
There is not an E, Vicky.
There's
sorry.
There's not an E. Thank you, Vicky. Call us back, 715-723-2555, 723-2555.
Now,
25 letters left.
Nothing against the past champs like Sherry with the 7, and I know that we've had others who've won it. Brian is like 5 times. Vicky trying to climb up to the top as well here.
All right, let's go here. Good morning. What is your name, and where are you calling from here on the WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday?
Tony from Menominee.
All right, Tony.
What do you think?
How about an A?
An A. Is there an A in there?
There is. It's the second letter.
All right, so 20% of this puzzle solved. A is the second letter. Tony, go ahead, guess again. Second letter.
N.
Is there an N in there, Havo?
That's where your good fortune runs out. There's no N.
All right, Tony, do you want to try to guess the word? Have to
Not
give you that
there.
Option. Yeah, smart man. Just call back 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your letter?
R.
R. Is there an R in there, Halvo?
There is an R.
Great job. And who are we talking to?
This is Vicky, the volunteer.
All right, Vicky.
Vicky, that is the middle letter. So we've got blank, A-R, blank, blank.
Go ahead and guess again, Vicky.
T as in Thomas.
Is that in there?
It is. It's the next letter.
All right. Vicky's going strong. Go ahead. Three of the five letters solved. Vicky, go ahead.
Why?
Is there a Y in there?
Is there a Y? There is no Y.
There is not. Vicky, do you want to try to guess the word?
Nah.
No? All right. I think we have time for one more caller here, so we're going to have to solve it with one more caller. Otherwise, we'll push it off for 20 minutes. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Kenny from Rice Lake.
Hey, Kenny.
Kenny, what do you think? What letter?
Is there a C?
Is there a what?
C as in cat.
C as in cat. Halvo?
It's helpful that he gave us that word example. There is not a C, Kenny. I'm so sorry.
There's not. But we're getting close to solving this. We're going to push it off 20 minutes and try again because we got to still be able to sneak in one song before we get to our weather update here on the WIB Wake Up Show. But 60% of the word solved.
It is. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, part two of WIB Ertl returning for the first time since September 6th.
Now, you guys are doing great at this game, and we have three of the five letters solved. So it's sort of like playing Hangman on the Year or the game Wordle, right? So it's WIB Ertl. So again, you can guess a letter. If you get the letter wrong, you can try to guess the word, but you only get one guess at the word. If you get the letter right, you can go ahead and guess another letter. 715-723-2555, trying to give away two passes for 18 holes each of Blacklight Mini Golf, courtesy of Endgame Mini Golf inside the Cedar Mall in Rice Lake. Halvo, where do we stand here with the word?
We don't know the first letter. We don't know the last letter, but the middle of the five-letter word is A-R-T. We know that there is no C, E, N, or Y.
All right. 715-723-2555. Who will call first? As long as you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call. 715-723-2555. 60% of this WIB Ertl word is solved, but we need the other 40%. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. We'll put you on the air, and you can guess your letter. If your letter is incorrect, you can try to guess the word or call back. If your letter's correct, you'll get another shot at it. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry, the champ of champs.
Sherry knows how to play this game. She knows how to finish off this game.
She comes into the bullpen like a closer.
All right, Sherry. Is she a seven-time winner?
She is.
Yeah, Mark has all the stats. All right, Sherry from Bloomer, there's your kind of lead up, your walk-up music. What letter? What letter, my friend?
I'm going to say H.
H. Is there an H in there?
You know what, Sherry? There's not an H.
There's not an H. Sherry, do you want to guess the word?
Sherry.
No? Oh, I think we lost her because she knows hang up and try to get
back
in.
Yeah, right. Okay. 723-2555. There's no H.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Carson from Altoona.
Hey, Carson.
Carson from Altoona. All right, my friend. What do you think? Guess a letter first.
Is there an S?
Is there an S in there, Halvo?
There is an S.
There is an S. Carson from Altoona. So Halvo's going to tell you what we have right now.
Carson, the S is the last letter, so it's blank A-R-T-S.
Blank A-R-T-S. So Carson, first guess a letter.
P.
P, as in Peter Pan? It is not P. It is not P. So here's your options, Carson from Altoona. You can still guess the word. You get one shot at guessing the word. So you've got the floor right now. You can guess the word or you can hang up and try and call back through, but knowing that other people might get through before you. What do you want to do? Yeah. You want to take one guess at the word or do you want to hang up and try back?
It is a lot of pressure.
It's a tough choice.
Is it parts?
Well, no, so it's not parts because there's no P.
Be parts, so you can guess again. You can guess again at the word if you want.
Waiting for Carson.
I'll call back.
You'll call back. All right. Try back. See if you can get through, buddy. 715-723-2555. 723-2555.
Carson leaving the door open for somebody else. We know there's no C-E-H-N-P or Y, but we do know it's arts, A-R-T-S. But what's the first letter? What's the word?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
The Whip Wake Up Show on this, a Wednesday, the 8th of November, the most irritating phrases.
Now, there's probably more that you can come up with. So,
right.
715-72. No, not that one.
396-1670. Yeah.
So we can have it in your own voice. Now, we're not trying to turn this into a complaint fest, but still, I mean, there's some phrases that say, you know what, we could do without hearing those. For instance, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you know, maybe we're done with that for a while. We could put it on the back burner.
Okay.
That's probably another thing. That
right. Here's another one that people find. Okay, then, this is according to an online survey, okay? So people were asked, what's a phrase that bugs you? And a lot of folks said, let's circle back or let's touch base.
I try to avoid those in business emails, but still probably say that. Because it's so easy to fall on those crutch business phrases. Most irritating phrases, again, these aren't from us. They're people saying, hey, I don't like it when people say money can't buy happiness. I mean, it's not. That's not a true statement, but maybe people say it too much.
Yeah. Now, this one, I don't know, people found irritating. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry does irritate me.
Okay.
It does. And especially when people hashtag it.
Yeah.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
I don't see that much, so okay.
I think it's generational, maybe.
Yeah.
Most irritating phrases, how about people who say, I tell it like it is. You know.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't have to.
Here's another one that people are bugged by. Life isn't fair.
See, my dad's spin on that one was don't ask for what's fair. You know what? I always think of the Reliant K song that says the beauty of grace is that it makes life not fair. Because if life were fair, if we got what we deserve, that would not be good for us. So thank you, Lord, for making life unfair in our favor.
There's a whole book called God Isn't Fair.
Most irritating phrases, wholeheartedly agree with this one. Anything paired with the word hack, life hack, kitchen hack, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think Pinterest probably was the chief offender for that. And I'm sure I have said these things on the air as well, too. But, yeah, let's avoid the hacking for a little bit.
Having said that, those hacks can be helpful.
Oh, they can.
Yeah.
Maybe we can just find an alternate way of phrasing it.
All right. Two more that people have found to be irritating. When someone says, I could care less, this phrase is often used incorrectly in place of, I couldn't care less.
Preach. Yes. And finally, phrases that people found irritating, you can weigh in with yours, 715-396-1670, saying, oh, I wish that would just go away. When someone says no offense, because they say no offense, and then they proceed to say something, to blurt out something that will cause offense, but think that saying no offense at the beginning just covers it.
That could open up a whole can of worms as well.
It
has to do with all due respect.
Yes, with all due respect, and I'll say something very disrespectful.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, and next up, something. I guess you've been living through this last year as your son's almost 11 months old now.
Yeah, so, and this, of course, is not our first rodeo with a baby, but still sometimes you forget things. What they don't tell you about having a baby, the name of this topic, people come out of the woodwork to offer advice, right? But there are some things that maybe people forget to mention.
Yeah.
Maybe as you'll be scared.
Pointed out by a blogger mom, things like it'll take you at least 5 hours to watch a movie at home.
It will. You'll rush through all of your meals as if you were in an eating contest.
Okay. You will compare and contrast your baby against all others and think yours is the best baby ever.
And he or she is. That's your baby. What they don't tell you about having a baby here in the WIB Wake Up Show, you'll become an adult and your non-adult friends will fade away. That's not necessarily AIDS. It's probably more maturity, right?
Marriage can do that too, to some degree. Another thing about having a baby, no matter how great your relationship is with your spouse, you will experience more conflict than you ever did before.
How about this one? You will make noises you did not know were possible in an effort to elicit a smile from your baby.
Yeah, that's true.
Been there, done that. Still do that.
Your newfound interest in poo will frighten you when, how much, color, consistency, you may talk about it more than anything else.
Indeed. You will realize that you never knew this kind of deep love until now.
Yeah. No matter how much baby-proofing you do, your baby will find the one thing you didn't baby-proof.
Oh,
this can
goodness.
Be learned as they get be 1 and 2 years old, you know?
Yes. We're finding that out with Teddy, too, like
all
how
right.
mobile he is. It's like, oh, yeah, probably should have locked that down.
Uh-huh.
You are so worried about what and when your child eats, you can forget to eat yourself. Or there's just no time to eat. You may find yourself standing in front of the fridge holding your baby and stuffing string cheese into your mouth. You eat when you can.
Two more. It's hard to talk about anything other than your baby. If you somehow manage to go on a date with your partner and make a concerted effort to avoid the subject, you'll probably be rewarded with some awkward silence.
Babies are just so fun to talk about.
Uh-huh.
And finally, things, what they don't tell you about having a baby. You think airport security was tough to get through before?
Yeah, right.
Try doing it with a baby on your hip. But you know what? Can't help but play this one, especially for the mamas out there. I know there's a lot of missed sleep. I know it's tough, but you'll treasure these days. You will. Nicole Nordeman, Slow Down.